featuring Chris Tonkins, goes from 8 until 11, all ages, no cover. And on Tuesday as well, Foundry has the best karaoke show. In Thunder Bay, it's 19+, no cover, and that will start at 10.
For more details and a complete listing of what's happening in our city, go to tvshows.com. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to CILU 102.7 FM.
The way God had made me, and I thank my parents for the life they gave me. Have you told your parents that you love them lately? I look like my mama in the 1980s. If I've been bad, well, please forgive me. I remember when my granny used to hit me. Public school and two Thanksgivings. Purple corduroys with a matching ribbon. Little puffy jacket and a t-shirt gilded. Wake up in the morning, look into the fridge, grab some eggs out, breakfast it is. I'm still a kid, but kids are fun. Nice cup of OJ, orange and sun. Frying pan in my hand, green eggs and some ham. Yes, I'm Sam, I am. Yes, I'm Sam, I am.
CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. It's me, Ryan McCullough. We are back for another week of Top of the Bops. And oh man, my playlist tonight is like so good. Like, I don't know, it's probably my favorite playlist that I've made together so far. And like, I don't know, I feel like most of the songs on this playlist came out this week, like between last Monday and now. So I think I'm just excited because all these songs are just like new to me and everything. And I'm just like super excited because of that. And I just love that. But like, I got a really good one. And we started it off so strong with Lady Gaga right out of the box with her new song, which is so good. It's like, I love that she's going back to like her early stuff, the really dancey and just fun stuff. It sounds so good on this new song. I absolutely love the new song. It's called Stupid Love. It's so great. And I really love that sound. And I'm so happy that she has a new album coming out, because I'm really looking forward to what else that album's going to sound like. If like that first single is that good, I'm just really excited to see what the rest of the album is going to sound like. After that, we had the new Princess Nokia song off her new album that also came out this week. We had the song Green Eggs and Ham by her, which was again, like, so good. I love it. It's so, like, wonderful and, like, childlike. And I really love, because Princess Nokia, over the past week, released two albums. And there's the one album, Everything is Awesome, something like that. Everything is Beautiful, that's what it's called. And then the other one, Everything is Terrible. And I love how the Everything is Terrible one is like emo and goth, very emo rap, deals with like very heavy subject matter, very aggressive, very sad. And then the Everything is Beautiful one is very like happy and upbeat and super fun and fun topics. And the Green Eggs and Ham song is off that album, and it's just a super great song, kind of talking about like being a child and just having fun and like, you know, all the stuff that comes along with being a child. And the music video for it was also super cool because it was like Matilda themed or something, and I thought that was super interesting and it looked super cool, and it was a super great music video. So I actually don't mind the new Princess Nokia stuff. I didn't really love the Metallic Butterfly, her last album, but I really loved the A Girl Cried Red album, and a lot of people didn't like that one, and I really liked it. And so far, I actually like the two new albums quite a bit. I think I like the Everything is Beautiful one a little bit more, just because I think it's a little bit more structured, even though I typically like the Everything is Terrible sound a bit more. But I really think that she did pretty good on these new albums, and I really like it. It's kind of just an interesting direction for her to go in, and I really like that. Up next, we have a new song from, at this point, just a King legend, but it's the new Lil Uzi Vert song, That Way. And I think that this is a great song, just very fun. It's just a very fun trap song, and it's super great, and I love the Backstreet Boys sample. I think that it's super interesting, just super great. Lil Uzi is just, he's really been on the up. Like, ever since his last album, I feel like everything from him has just been like better than the last, and just better, and keeps getting better. And I think that this is just another great song, and I'm really waiting for another full-length project after all the great stuff that we've been getting from him. I just want to hear a full collection, because he doesn't have a single album that I think is perfect, or I shouldn't even say perfect, but just great. So I really just want to hear him come out of the gate with a project that is just really mind-blowing, and something that can kind of, you know, maintain his legacy, just something to kind of look at to say this is how good he was. But yeah, the new song That Way, super good, and I'm gonna play it right now. It's Ryan McCullough's Top of the Bops. This is Lil Uzi Vert with That Way.
Team name, make sure I'm not in love. need a sad day. 2500 on my shirt with the taxes. Let's go. I want.
I'm about to fuck up the whole city, but I thought you should know. Cell phone D&D, this dick ain't feed my dividends low. With a kamikaze, I go crazy for dough. Stupid ape up in your venue, bout to fuck up your show. Hey, bitch, I'm busting out the Fiat, need my re-up for show. But that Louis Pro Club hoodie fashion week is a no. Hey, I might slide just to flex, use a flop with the shit. Got the woadies in the whip, trunk stuffed with the clip. Timmy Gila nigga wishing on a meal. Smart off with my family, they keep asking about my deal. My granny, fuck your granny out. I did this on balance, cause my talent is so skilled. Rolling big body, I kick my foot through your dough. I get the wave and that semi, pack up that Delphi with dope. Not a scratch on my Nina, my nigga smoking sativa. I turned a Mazda to Beamer, that bitch is boof, I don't need her. I turn a boof to a steamer, left the norm in a fever. Me no sleepy, I'm wide open, and fuck up you divas. I got a feeling that lot niggas gon' try to deceive me. Me not tripping, got God with me, these prayers are scheming. Drop that ass to the floor, mop it up, then I go. Let the I came like Bracken with you. Drop that ass to the floor, mop it up and I go. Left the crib with no ears, I came back cracking with more. I'm about to fuck up the whole city, but I thought you should know. Cell phone D&D, this dick ain't feed my dividends low. With a kamikaze, I go crazy for dough. Stupid ape up in your venue, bout to fuck up your show. Hey bitch, I'm busting out the Fiat, need my re-up for show. But that Louis Pro Club hoodie fashion week is a no. Hey, I might slide just to flex, use a flop with the shit. Got the woadies in the whip, trunk stuffed with the clip.
CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. We just heard from Jahmed with his song Fiat, which also came out this week. It is so good. Like, I actually, this was my introduction to Jahmed, and I think that this song is just so bouncy, and it's really fun and just energetic like that, and that's what I really love, especially in hip-hop music like that. I love that it's like, it really hits home the message of the song without sacrificing the beat or any of the bounce in the song. And I think that that's like really important and just a really cool thing. So Jahmed, I really look forward to hearing more from him in the future. Super intrigued by that Fiat song. Just great. Before that, we heard from Lil Uzi Vert with his new song That Way. Just so great. And like listening to it just now in the studio, I really just like realized how good the production value on that song is. Like, there's so many little just like sound flavors in the song that's just like sprinkled throughout the song. Like, it's so not two-dimensional. Like, it's really great to just listen through to it, and I think that it's just such a great song, and just another great Lil Uzi song to come out in the last year or two, and I just think it's so great. I literally, if you compiled all the non-album release singles that Lil Uzi has released in the last year or two, I think that already right there would be like an amazing album. So like, I'm just really excited to see what he has in the future after all these singles have been so great. Up next, we're going to hear from Soccer Mommy, and I know that I've played this song so much on the radio, but it's so good, and since the album just came out this week, I decided that I'll just play it again, and I think that this is probably the best song in the album. It most definitely is. It's also probably the most radio friendly, like just in terms of like a great pop song. I feel like a lot of the other songs on the album are very like sleepy, not in a bad way, but just this is the only one that I could kind of find as like this could be like a hit song, because I think it's so good, this song. But I'm talking about Circle the Drain, which I've played a couple times on the show already, but it's just so good. And if you listen to the album is pretty great. Like, I really enjoyed myself throughout the album, but I think that Circle the Drain is that one song on the album that when you get to it, it's like, that's the big moment on the album. And I think that it's such a well-composed and put-together song that I just love it so much. So here it is, Soccer Mommy, Circle the Drain, CILU, Ryan McCullough, Top of the Bops.
things feel that low sometimes. Thank you.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. We just heard from Jess Williamson with her song Wind on Tin. And I think that that's another really good song that came out this week. Like, this week was like the best. Like, so many great new songs came out this week, and I'm so happy about that. Because, like, literally, this whole playlist is like 90% songs that came out this week, and they're all just so good. Like, just the amount of amazing songs that were released this week, it really makes me just so happy and just so excited to hear new music that's going to be coming, especially if it's as good as like the week that we had. I don't know. It just really makes me feel good because like literally every genre, there was a banger that came out in that genre this week. And like, I love that so much and it really just makes me happy. But yeah, that Jess Williamson song was super good and I really loved it, especially just because like, It has that country vibe and everything like that, but it's not forcing anything. It's just really chill. Again, that's an artist that I really just got introduced to because of that song that it just got released this week. And it's so good. And I thought that, you know, it's just, I don't know, it was just amazing in every single way. And I kind of got like the Phoebe Bridgers comparisons from it. Like a lot of people kind of like said it was like a country tinged Phoebe Bridgers and stuff like that. And I find that funny because Phoebe Bridgers also had a song released this week, but like I really didn't care for it that much. Like I didn't think that it was that good. But I thought that this new Jess Williamson song was just amazing. So like, yeah, like it's really interesting. And I love Phoebe Bridgers, but I just thought that it was a really interesting, just like, juxtaposition that this artist that also sounds kind of like that is, you know, kind of released a better song this week. And I thought that that was very cool and very interesting, and I love it. It's so good. Before that, of course, we had Soccer Mommy with their song Circle the Drain, which I have played the hell out of by now, but I think that it's like just so good, and I'm going to be listening to that song for so long after that. It's definitely the highlight of the Color Theory album that was released this week. Up next, we have a new song from Perfume Genius, and this is another just, this art is another artist just like throwing their music for a loop, because like this new Perfume Genius song, instead of being like this like whimsical poppy like song that we usually get from them, it's super hard and super aggressive and like almost like shoegazy, but like really taken back. It sounds kind of a lot like the last Beach House album, but it really has a lot of those pop flares, and it's just really like sweet and endearing, and I really loved it. And I'm actually going to be seeing Perfume Genius open for Tame Impala this summer, so I'm really just interested in what's going to happen on this new album. Like, is this the sound that he's really going to go for the whole album, or is this kind of like a one-off song? But regardless, like, I'd love to hear more from this, but like, it's just really interesting seeing artists like this really just take their brand and everything and just throw it for a loop by releasing songs like this. But I think it's super good and just super refreshing, and I really like hearing artists try and, you know, try these new things, because I think that it's really just good to hear people try new things like that. So we're gonna hear from Perfume Genius right now with their new song Describe, and that'll take us into our break. This is Top of the Bops with Ryan McCullough, CILU 102.7 FM.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. The Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
CILU, one of 2.7 FM, luradio.ca. That was Young Lean with his song Boy Life in EU, which, oh, so good. Again, another song that came out this week. I don't know what was with all the good songs that came out this week, but it was absolutely mental, the amount of bangers that came out this week. And, like, this new Young Lean song is just so, like, bittersweet, but, like, oh, melancholy. It's so good. Like, oh, compared to like his older stuff, like, I don't know, it's just, it's so good. And I thought that his last album, the production value wasn't that good on it. But then on this song, I think it's like the best production value I've heard on a Young Lean song. And I was just amazed by it. And I think that Boy Life N.E.U. is just a beautiful song, really beautiful song by Young Lean. I love Young Lean so much. Like, I think that he really doesn't get the credit, or he doesn't have the success in North America or anywhere really that I guess I would like him to. But it's just, I think that that song is just absolutely unreal. Just a great song. Before the break, we had the new Perfume Genius song, Describe. Again, great production value, just super melancholy, but like good. And like, I don't like, there's not even a clear meaning on that song, but I think it's just like, you really just feel his emotion. And it's like, that's almost like the meaning right there. Up next, we have a new EDM kind of electronic song from Kelly Lee Owens. The song called Melt, and it is so good. And I think, like, you know, kind of this time of year where like the snow is melting and you can kind of like feel everything kind of thawing out around you, I think that this is a really good electronic song for kind of like this time of year. And it's just super just, it just bounces off, and it's so good. And it's an unreal song that also came out this week. Just great song from Kelly Lee Owens. So here it is, Melt, Kelly Lee Owens, Top of the Bops with Ryan McCullough. Thank you.
tiempo yo que tú me toques con la tua rabia. Voglio che tu mi tocchi con il tuo furore. Questa è la rinuncia della tua vergogna.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. That was Christine and the Queens, who released a new EP this week. That was the song La Vita Nuova. And it's so good. Like, hearing Christine sing in Italian took me for a loop. Like, because she always sings in French. And, like, but just hearing that, like, it was so good. And that song is just so, like, poppy. And I love that Caroline Polachek is on that song. Like, when her voice comes in and then it's, like, the two of them, it, like... Oh, man, like, it's just so, like, I get goosebumps. It is just, that is such a great song, and the new Christine EP is just absolutely just amazing. And that song on it, though, like, just so good. And, like, one thing that's crazy about this week with all the music that's released is, like, I feel like literally more than one song was released this week that is going to be a contender for my song of the year. And I think that that is absolutely crazy because it's literally just one week. But there was so much good stuff that was released this week. And that Christine song with Caroline Polachek was just, oh, so good. And it was so just sensual and just great and just very, oh, very pleasing to the ear. It was just an amazing song. Absolutely loved that song. Check out that EP if you get a chance to. It's an absolutely amazing EP. It's funny, I posted my playlist tonight on my Instagram before the show, and then my friend Emma texted me and was like, oh my god, you're playing the new Christine and the Queen song? And then I was like, yeah. And then I was like, it's just absolutely iconic. And she was just saying how much she loves Christine and the Queens, and like, I do too. And just like, with the stuff that she's done in the past and how she's really leaning into her pop influences on this new stuff and even trying new stuff. Like the singing in Italian thing is such a small thing, but I think it like really shows a lot. I think that that is so cool. It's actually my friend Emma's birthday tomorrow, so like, happy birthday. But like, yeah, just like, I love that there are people out there that like actually like appreciate the stuff that I play. It makes me so happy. Talking about appreciating the stuff that I play and song of the year, I know that this song that I'm going to play next, I guarantee you it's going to be one of my top three songs of the year. And I don't know how it could not be, because a song would have to be released that is so good for this to not be one of my songs of the year. I'm talking about the 100 Gex remix, Ringtone with Charlie XCX, Rico Nasty, and Caro Caro Bonito. Oh my god, is this so good. Like, it is insanely good. Just everything. I love the Rico verse. I love Caro's playful little throw-ins here and there. And then when Charlie sings the chorus, absolutely mental good. So I really hope that you love this new 100 Gex song as much as I do. I know some people won't, because some people are weird like that, but it is so good, this song. And I'm so happy that this song is in my life. This song made my week 100% better. So here's the new 100 Gex song, Ringtone, on CILU, Top of the Bops, with Ryan McCullough.
When he calls me, I go crazy. Call me with my friends, it doesn't faze me. Windows down, riding in the SUV, and I'm smelling champagne. Screeching 100 miles per hour. He let me cause I'm wild. Camera phone in the shower. Ring, ring, gonna let it ring out. Sounds so good when I turn it out loud. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know.
AKB, AAC, your ringtone could be anything. A barking dog, revved engine, whatever catches your attention. It's your choice. Would you like to hear my voice, or is it hard to talk when you're scared of where the call is coming from?
My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I answer.
I think I might be addicted to your kisses. Love struck, baby. You're the piece I'm missing. I know you're what I'm looking for. And I'm so tired of wishing. We can do it now or later. It don't make a difference. Send me a text, says,
hey, when you get here.
I was only last week, but I won't be next year.
Kiss me on my left cheek. Love me like my bestie. On the phone with Ashley. Rush it like an athlete. We be at the games, yeah, but we never play them. He could be in danger. I still wouldn't save him. I'd be in the front like Rudolph the Reindeer. I can tell you got a crush. That's the reason why you came here.
You ain't gotta lie. Just be honest with yourself. You wouldn't be here if it was for anyone else. My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know. My boy's got his own ringtone. And when he calls me, I don't come home.
Don't ring my phone. Heart is up when no one is buried it in the ground so it can never.
got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone. It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I know.
My boy's got his own ringtone.
It's the only one I know, it's the only one I answer.
Hey, have you guys seen my jewel? I like literally just had it in my hands. Like, you gave it back to me, right? I let you hit my jewel and then you gave it back to me. You didn't take it, did you? You wouldn't do that to me. So like, have you seen it? Where is it? Seriously, like, where is it? It's not okay. Where's my jewel? Where's my jewel? So not cool. Where's my jewel?
Oh my god.
Where's my jewel? Where's my jewel? So not cool! Where's my jewel? Is that it? Right there? Behind the couch? It's not.
Where's my jewel? Where's my jewel? So not cool! Where's my jewel?
I swear to God, bitch, if you stole my fucking jewel, I will break each and every one of your goddamn fucking fingers. And if I.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. That was Full Tack with their song, Where's My Jewel? And I love that song. People think I'm being sarcastic when I say that I love that song. I love that song. That song is so good, so aggressive, and just hard-hitting. It is literally just everything that I love. It is just, oh, it's so different and fresh and aggressive and so cool. I love that song. I love that song for everything that it is worth. Absolutely amazing song. 10 out of 10. Literally, like, if that song did not come out in the last week of 2019, that would also probably be one of my song of the years. So good. Where's My Jewel by Full Tack? Like, I know that you guys are probably like, ooh, that's weird, but like, oh, it's so good. I think that's so good. Before that, we had another amazingly weird song, 100 Gecs, with their song Ringtone. And I love the lyrics in that song. I love the corniness. I was singing that like all day at school today. And like when Rico Nasty has that line and she just breaks in and she's like, I think I might be addicted to your kisses. I'm like, oh, that's so good. So just like hard hitting and aggressive. But like those two songs are my favorite songs that I play this week. And that is no lie, no fib. Those are my two favorites. Absolutely amazing. If you don't like it, I don't care. They're the best. You are wrong. I'm going to end it on a really random note, but I absolutely love this song too. And it's Love and Touch and Squeezin' by Journey. And this is a great song, and Journey's one of those bands that people just hate on to hate on because people like to just pick on music without really caring. But Love and Touch and Squeezin' by Journey is an absolutely phenomenal song, and this is the one song that I'm playing that hasn't come out in like the last month. Just a great song. I think it's a great ending note for the show this week. But I'm going to be back next Monday with more bops, more anthems. Hopefully we'll have another week like this week with just amazing songs being released. That would be absolutely amazing. But anyway, here's Journey with Love and Touch and Squeezin'. This has been Ryan McCullough with Top of the Bops.
said we tried loving, touching, squeezing each other. When I'm alone all by myself, your eyes is someone else.
The thought of a world without independent, quality, non-profit radio could be quite scary. Scarier than werewolves or vampires. Well, from Friday, March 6th till Saturday, March 14th, CILU 102.7 FM is going to be fun driving the stake of campus and community radio straight through your heart. Check out some special one-of-a-kind programming from your favorite peeps. Win some prizes. Call our pledge line to donate, talk to a real-life human being, or do it online at luradio.ca. Donate there. So keep an eye out or an ear out for Fun to Drive. It's going from Friday, March 6th to Saturday, March 14th. Fun to Drive.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting.